Oh, darkness, darkness spirit. Help me to move on. Where's the dawn star? Where's the moon? Thank you.
turn it up though. The light from the star, a rush, and a view, but a platter of ball. Dapple the blackness, a while of the wrong. The thing from the corner, on the edges of sight. So, I sat with a pistol in the fire. The cutthroats and feet, just like desire. Who speaks this yet? Must contend with this flame, where only the stranger.
Yeah.
play, then I watch the cards below. Watch them come on, voices say, they tell them what I know. Thank you.
Oh. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, this place certainly drips with energy from years in the past. And I think you all have helped us liberate some of that tonight. I'd like to kind of share with you a little personal history with it that I've got with this place. When my son Graham was born 16 years ago, 3 weeks after his birth, he was upstairs in a dressing room while we played here at New Year's Eve. Tonight is his 16th birthday, and I'd like to, we're going to do a little something in a minute. But it's funny, the night that when he came here, an old friend of mine, Robert Peterson, who wrote lyrics to some of the songs that I've written, a mad poet, came walking in the door because he'd heard that, you know, my son was there. And so he walks in and he looks at there's this pile of t-shirts on the couch. And he looks at this pile of t-shirts and says, "Looks just like you, Les," and walks out. So that was kind of Graham's introduction to Henry J. Frazier. I'd like to take just one moment to ask all of you to become an organ donor, because I'm only here to be a father for my 16 and 13-year-old son, because a 13-year-old boy told his mother, "If anything ever happens to me, I want to be an organ donor." So please, tell your family, become an organ donor. God bless you all.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot. I need a microphone.